Hello, loves. Are you ready to embark on a soul-stirring adventure? If you are, hell yes. If not, well, get ready, babes. Because at Love Lighthouse, we are all about starting the transformative journey of healing and awakening to the true you. So let's go. Welcome back, dear listeners, to another exciting episode of Love Lighthouse. I'm your host, Jen Suliafu, and today we're going to explore an empowering topic that can transform your life. The power of three steps when it comes to conquering the challenge of changing your life, of transforming, of healing. We'll be discussing how to decide, become aware, and stay consistent. Three simple yet very, very powerful steps. So let's dive in. Step number one, decide. I'm just not doing this anymore. Decide in your life that I'm not going to continue to do the same thing I've done for all these years or my whole life, and I am going to change. Have you ever gotten to that point in your life where you just couldn't stand to stay the same anymore? I know I have, but you have to be the one to decide. You got to be the one. I was just talking to someone recently who was saying that they were so sad about someone in their life that was going through some hard things and having a painful experience. So they were talking about their friend, and she was really on the journey of agony with her friend because her friend was having a lot of painful experiences in her life. And this was one of my coaching clients I was talking to. And anytime that happens, I always want to help my clients shift their perspective, because that is so miserable when we are observing someone we love. I'm sure you can probably relate to this, because most humans have had this experience where there's someone in your life who is having something that maybe they lost their job, maybe they have health issues, maybe they have relationship issues, and you feel so bad for them. Maybe you feel sorry for them, or maybe you use the word, oh, poor so-and-so, right? It's hard when that happens because you can't change their life. So if you're observing someone you love and you are jumping in the pain with them, it's so frustrating because you're very disempowered. Let's say they're having health issues and that there are a lot of things that they could do to turn their health around, but they're not doing it. That is hard for you, right? Because you can't do that. You can't climb in their body and make different decisions. Now, some people have health issues regardless of what their decisions are. But there are a lot of health issues that do come down to quality of the food that you're putting into your body, the nutrients, the different lifestyle that you're choosing to live, right? So I'm just using this as an example, but let's use the example of someone that is in a relationship with somebody who is toxic and treats them really poorly. That is a choice that they are making. And that is hard when you allow yourself to jump into the pain with them, because you're completely disempowered. You can't make any decision for them. You can't make them choose to move on from their partner, right? And so when we are observing someone else, understanding that this is the step number one, is they have to make a decision. Now you, if you're looking at changing your life, you have to be the one. It starts with you. You're the only one that can change your life. And so you, if you're observing other people and you're upset because they're not changing their life, you can't care more than they do. They have to first decide. They have to make that decision. I often say the most painful part of what I do is when I see someone not knowing who they really are, when I see someone not knowing their magnificence and that they've gotten off track and they've completely forgotten their worth. As a coach and someone who cares deeply about others' lives, it is painful at times. Now I've learned to dance with the journey of life, and I've gotten a lot more patient as I've gone through the coaching journey. I've gotten along a lot more patient to allow people to be where they're at and allow them to heal on their own time. But on the flip side of that, the most rewarding part of what I do is when someone does make a decision to actually change their life, and they go on that journey to start to remember their magnificence and remember how amazing and powerful and magical they are, and that they have the power to create their life. That is the most rewarding. It's so fun for me to see people's light just completely light up. But it all begins with a decision. We often underestimate the power of making a firm decision. Deciding means that you're committing to yourself to take action. You're committing to make changes, to make moves, no matter how challenging it is, no matter how many challenges you face. It's about being focused and determined to overcome any obstacles that may appear on your path. I know for me, when I finally made that decision in my life where I couldn't stand to stay the same anymore, and I was willing to do the work. Most likely you've heard the saying that someone is sick and tired of being sick and tired, to where you just get to a point where you're like, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not living my life like this anymore. And when you make that decision, then it is a game changer, because even when you're presented with challenges, because you will be, that's the beauty of life, is it can be challenging. And so when you make that decision and you get on your journey and you start doing the work, and then you have a challenge thrown in your path, then you're willing to navigate over that, and you're willing to move through it and do what it takes, because you've already made that commitment. You've already decided that you are going to do what it takes. And so it's a really important part of changing. You can't skip number one. And oftentimes people will skip this step where they just go into not really committing to themselves yet. And they go into saying affirmations or going into personal growth and doing and saying, you know, oh, I'm going to make these changes in my life, but they're not really committed, right? So that decision making is crucial towards success. It's the first step that must happen. But when we make a firm decision and we set our intentions and create a clear direction for ourselves, it's like setting a destination on a map. Without deciding where you want to go, well, you might wander aimlessly into side streets and never reach your desired outcome, right? But when you make that clear decision, it gives you that clear map of where you're going, and it helps us provide us with motivation and drive to where we can tackle those challenges ahead. And it ignites a fire within us where it pushes us towards action and helps us make progress. But I want to ask you, like, to think about your life. Have you ever gotten to a point? Most likely you have. You've gotten to a point where you got to that place of, I'm not doing this anymore, and I am going to change. Maybe it was a relationship that you were in where you just decided you're not going to put up with whatever was happening, the toxicity or the pain anymore. Or maybe it was your health. Maybe you said, you know what? I am tired of feeling insecure, and I'm going to get up and move my body and completely change the health of my body and my appearance. Maybe it was a job where you didn't want to be in that anymore, and it was slowly killing your soul, and you said, you know what, I am not doing this anymore. Maybe it was you lived with a lot of fear and anxiety. This was definitely one for me where it was so miserable. And I decided, I'm not going to live in fear anymore. And I'm not going to continue these anxious patterns that I have had for so long. I'm going to start to bust through them and shift them and change them finally. So think about a time in your life that happened and you had to make a decision, right? So this is something that we do over and over and over again in areas of our life. But that's the first step. Hey guys, if you are enjoying today's podcast, I invite you to come and be a part of my tribe. We go deeper into all of these kinds of topics. You can find out all the details at awakenwithjen.com. I will also drop the link in the show notes. I can't wait to see you there and let's grow together. Step number two, becoming aware. The whole journey of really personal growth and growing is just becoming aware. Becoming aware, I often say it's a connect the dot game. You know, when you were a child and you would do those connect the dots, and at first it's just a bunch of jumbled numbers on a page, and it's like, I have no idea what that is. I don't see the picture. But then you picked up the pen or the pencil and you went from 1 to 2, 2 to 3, and eventually you connected those dots and you were able to see the picture. Well, that is the journey of when we connect those dots and we take the time to do the work, we start to become aware, we become self-aware, and we get to see our patterns. So step number two, you've got to have the courage to be vulnerable and admit where things need to change in order to heal once and for all. I used that example of getting to the point where you make that decision in your relationship or your health. Well, you have to get to that point when you make that decision. You have to have the courage, right? It takes courage to look at a dysfunctional relationship that you're wound up in that's not honoring you. It takes courage to admit and to become aware and to actually see those patterns that are unhealthy that you've allowed in your life. So once we've made a decision, it's important to become aware of our current circumstances and those details and factors that contribute to our unhealthy patterns. Awareness helps us understand the challenges we might face ahead. It helps us identify those blocks that we have within us, and it helps us get strategies and develop strategies to overcome those things. Awareness is like shining a light on the path that we're about to take. When we become aware, then now we can do something about it. Now we know. Here's an example. If there's someone I know that I've known for many, many years, and she had a story, and it was actually a habit of hers where she would constantly say, I'm broke. Oh, I'm so broke. And when you talk to her, she would make sure she let you know how broke she was. She would just put it all out there, and she didn't even know that she did this, but she would just be so transparent with her finances. Now, what happened was that kept her in a space of being broke, right? And so I told her years ago, you got to stop saying that. You got to disrupt that pattern. And she said, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize I did that. And I thought, how in the world did she not realize that she did that? Because it was so obvious. But that's what happens with us, is we get these patterns that it's just part of who we think we are. And we don't even know that we do that. So when we shine the light on these things that we do that are not honoring us, and we become aware, it allows us to see like that terrain clearly that we're about to embark upon our journey. And it helps us make informed decisions and just know where to go, right? It helps us see. So without awareness, we will stumble and we'll miss opportunities that could help us reach our goals faster. Like, let's say this person I was talking about, this example, let's say that she's trying to change her financial situation, but she's continuing that pattern and she never like uncovered that and looked at it, and she'd continue to say, I'm broke all the time. Is she really going to get very far if she's like working hard and doing all these things to change her financial situation with that big roadblock in the way? Most likely not, right? So just seeing that and becoming aware, it's such a simple thing to stop saying that story, not only out loud, but also in her mind, right? And to start to tell a new honoring story. Becoming aware also involves a lot of self-reflection and understanding like when we look within, what are our strengths and our weaknesses? Many times it's hard for us to see our weaknesses, isn't it? And our strengths. You know, a lot of times people have a hard time admitting their strengths. And they think that everybody else has the same strengths. And that's not the case. We're so unique and we all have those things that come easy to us and not so easy to us. And so being able to look within and really see those weaknesses that we embody as well as our strengths are very important and empowering for us. There's a lot of things that I've learned on my journey that I had no idea. I had no idea that I did certain things or I had certain weaknesses that I really got to work on and have changed a lot of those. Of course, we're still on our journey, but it's about acknowledging our limitations while leveraging our strengths and really navigating this process of transforming our lives, right? Okay, so finally, step number three. This one is so important. We must stay consistent. This is something where, you know, I remember watching the Secret years ago. I think it came out in like the early 2000s. I remember seeing the visual, and this has stuck with me, but I remember seeing the visual of a seed being planted under the soil. And in The Secret, it shows you that image of that seed sprouting under the soil. It was planted and it started to grow under the soil and it started to move up through the soil. And then eventually it was right there at the surface and it was about to break through the soil to where whoever had planted that seed could finally see that it was coming to fruition and was about to sprout. And they talked about in that movie that the analogy of somebody thought it didn't work and they just stopped watering it. They stopped nourishing that seed. And so what happened? The seed stopped growing and it went back down and eventually died. And so it never busted through that soil and ever came to fruition for that person to see that it was actually working. And that happens a lot with personal growth, with manifesting, is so many times we start doing this work and we start getting movement in our manifesting, whatever it is we're calling in. And that seed starts to grow, right? And it's growing under the soil. So you can't see it growing. And eventually it gets right there where it's just about to break through to where you can see that your creations are coming to fruition. And so you must stay consistent. You must keep going so that eventually it can break through that soil and sprout and you can actually see that it worked. But oftentimes people just give up before they get to that point where it actually comes to fruition. And so staying consistent, once we've made that firm decision and gained awareness, consistency becomes key to reaching the place you want to go, to reaching the peak of the hill. I often say, you know, 90% of the work is really just becoming aware. So if you make the decision and you become aware, you are 90% of the way there. You just have to stay consistent. But we really are impatient beings, aren't we? We want things to happen right now, automatically. But I promise you, you do not want your manifestations to come to fruition that quickly. Part of the fun is the journey, the thrill of the challenge of working with the game of life, of changing those patterns and actually going on that journey. And then once you get there, isn't it so great? Because you've done the work and now it manifests. And so it's exciting and fun. But if it happens so quickly, first of all, it'd be kind of boring if you could just ask for something and boom, it came all of a sudden. Then the second thing is it would be dangerous. Like, there's a lot of things we think about or that we believe or we visualize that we don't really want to come to fruition. And so you want to have that lag time. That's actually keeps us safe because it doesn't happen so instantly. And you have some time before your manifestations come into play. Being consistent is about showing up every day and taking those small, just incremental steps towards our goal day by day. It's about facing adversity and staying committed. I look back on times in my life where there was something I thought I wanted, and then I got a challenge thrown in and I just gave up. And I look back on those things and I'm like, wow, Jen. Or there's something that maybe I felt insecure or afraid or let myself think that I couldn't do it and I just gave up. And so being consistent is the bridge between our dreams and their actual realization. And so it's that daily practice of just showing up, even when it's hard, right? Even when your motivation might be down and it becomes challenging, but being consistent and plowing through those times, it builds momentum, it propels us forward, and inch by inch, we eventually get where we want to be. And it doesn't have to be slow, it can be fast, but it is layer by layer, step by step. And consistency is that key secret ingredient that totally transforms ordinary things into extraordinary achievements. And that's how we completely change our life. It's about embracing that journey, celebrating those small victories along the way, and trusting the process. Even when you can't see that sprout yet, you can't see that seed that's busted through the soil. It's right there. So you must keep going until it finally shows its beautiful face, right? So let's recap our three powerful steps. Number one, decide. Number two, become aware. And number three, be consistent. Remember, it all begins with just a firm decision and then gaining awareness of the challenges and opportunities and staying consistent by showing up every day. If you like this episode, if you're watching this episode on YouTube, please hit the like button and give me a little comment down in the comments. I would love to hear from you. I read all of the comments and I love it. So thank you for being here today. And I will talk to you next week. Much love. Bye for now. If this podcast means something to you, it would mean so much to us if you would be willing to take 30 seconds to do these three things. First, can you please follow or subscribe to Love Lighthouse? Following helps you because you'll never miss an episode, and it helps us because we won't miss you. To do this, just go to the Love Lighthouse show page on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts, and then just tap the plus sign in the upper right-hand corner or click on follow. This is the most important thing you can do for Love Lighthouse. While you're there, if you'd be willing to give us a 5-star rating and review, and then share this episode with someone you love. Thank you so much, dear. I'll see you next time.